Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Saturday with the Word. We want to be a blessing on this Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, this holiday weekend. We want to be able to bless you with the Word of God. This is Prophetess Teresa Dots, and again, I am excited about God's arms being wide open unto us. His arms is wide open to you.
What does love look like is the question I've been asking.
And God is so very faithful to us. There's a blessing in being in the presence of the Lord. We want to encourage you to rest in Him. Stay in His presence. Stay in His presence until He speaks. We want to lift the lines up with a word of prayer. Again, Father, we come to you. We come to you, Lord God, thanking you. Thanking you, God, for you are so mighty, you are so kind, and you are just so much God. For, Lord, there is none like you, and beside you, God, there is none other. We come to you, Lord God, just to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for you look high, you look low. You're all-knowing. You're omnipresent. You're just so much God. And we yield to you, Father. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, as we rest in you, God. As we live in you, Father. For you are our light. You are our day. You are the process, God. So, Father, right now we just ask you to cover the lines afresh with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, God. Cover our listeners, Father, their families, Father, and everything that belongs to them. Father, we just thank you, for you are due all of the glory. You are due all of the glory, God. For we know that the glory belongs to you. And we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. We just say thank you, hallelujah, and glory to your name, your matchless name. In Jesus' name, we say amen and glory to God. Well, again, we're delighted and excited about being with you again tonight. We want to talk about tonight the glory within. The glory within. And entering into the glory. Oh, yes. There's a place where the enemy cannot find you. There's a place where there is serenity and peace. And we just want to encourage you tonight to begin to worship God. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Go beyond, go to that next place. That next step, press in a little bit further, a little more into worship. Because we were made to worship God. Not the traditional worship, but go in with your heart. Go in with your spirit, man. And begin to worship God, for He is a spirit. And the words say we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, yes. What is the glory? Let's just start right there. What is the glory of God? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The glory of God is the beauty of his spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. We're going to play some music. And we want you to be blessed. We're just going to ask God to keep us in his glory. As he began to keep you in his glory, because you decided to press in. We're going to play a song, Keep Me in Your Glory, and then we're going to bring Pastor Celeste Morphis, and she's going to be teaching on the glory within.
Keep me in your glory. Never want to leave your glory. Healing in your glory. Never want to leave your side. Can y'all help me say? Wanna leave. Listen, I don't wanna be without you. I don't wanna be without you. I don't wanna be without you. I never wanna leave. Come on, say I. I don't wanna be
without you.
I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be
without you.
I never wanna leave.
I never wanna leave your side.
Oh, the glory.
Oh,
of your presence.
Give you reverence.
Say, now feel this place. Oh, yeah. I tell you to just touch yourself and say, now feel this way. Oh, feel this way, Lord. Feel this way, Lord. Feel this way, Lord. Now feel this way. Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. Keep me in your glory. That's a place that we can stay. No matter what circumstances we're going through, we can rest in Him. It's not the situation, but it's how we handle the situation. And so we can remain in His glory, truly because of the glory within. And Pastor Celeste is going to be talking about the glory within, entering into the glory. I want you to be blessed with this teaching. Get your Bibles, get ready. Amen. Glory to God.
Live.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, glory to God, amen. I'd just like to thank you, amen, for joining Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders Prophetic Conference, amen. This is Pastor Celeste Morphis, amen. I'm going to be doing a teaching, amen, on the glory within, and I'm also going to be speaking on entering into the glory, amen. So I pray that you be blessed with the word of God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, Father, for your word. That shall go forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, you are glorified, you are magnified in your truth, O God, and every ear and eyes of understanding is being flooded with light that might hear your truth, Father. And Father, we just speak of your goodness and your glory that shall be manifested through your word, O God, through truth and through the Holy Ghost. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that ears are hearing your word, ears are coming alive, Father. I thank you, Lord, that ears are popping open, Father, in the name of Jesus, and your glorious light is shining forth in our hearts, Father. Oh, glory to God. It's flowing in our hearts right now, Father. We might understand that glory is within us, Father. Hallelujah. And that you release the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you, and we just give you praise, and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As I first stated, I'm going to be talking. This is Class 101. I'm going to be talking about the glory within us. Amen. Glory to God, because as we understand the glory of God that is within us, amen, then we can know how to enter into the glory of God, entering into a realm, amen, of God's glory. Amen. The glory of the Lord is manifested in a realm. When you come to a certain place in God, amen, it's a higher place than the natural plane. It's a higher glory. It's a higher joyous place in God that on the natural plane you cannot come to, but you have to get on a spiritual plane. Amen. Hallelujah. And so first we must talk about what God has done in Christ Jesus. Amen. He has delivered us and set us free, and that God was raising Jesus Christ from the dead to his glory, and now in resurrection power and resurrection life, he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And so glory to God, and those who believe, amen, in the Son of God, amen, can be born again, amen, could be set free and delivered from the power of the enemy, from the power of darkness. Now, until a man is born again, he cannot know the things of God. He cannot see the kingdom, amen. He cannot even understand it. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14 talks about a natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Glory to God. So he has to connect with the spirit of God and to understand things that are spirit. Amen. Romans 8:18 talks about flesh cannot please God because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. It is not subject to God, nor can it be, because flesh cannot please God. So we're talking about something that must happen in the spirit first. You must be born again. Hallelujah. And so because man is made up of a trichotomy, and that I mean he is made up of spirit, soul, and body, he is a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. And so I say to you that you are spirit. The real you is spirit. Your real DNA is spirit. The real person or the real you is spirit. Amen. And we lost touch of that because of when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Amen. And so we are spirit. We live in a body. We possess a soul. Amen. And so in our flesh, we cannot please God. We cannot do the things of God. We cannot know the things of God except a man be born again. Amen. And so we want to tap into the spirit of man. We want to tap into our spirit so that we can begin to push out of us the things that God have delivered unto us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so when Jesus died on the cross, amen, glory to God, he said in Ephesians 1:3 that you are blessed with all spiritual blessings. All spiritual blessings are yours, and that means all of them. Amen. A-L-L. That means all of the spiritual blessings, everything in the heavens, everything that you need in life, everything that pertains to life and godliness is yours. Glory to God. You even have the fruit of the Spirit, and that is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. And you hear people say, I don't have no love. I don't have no long-suffering. I can't wait. But guess what? If you tap into the spirit realm, it is all there. Glory to God. So everything you need, amen, glory to God, it is already given unto you by God in the spirit. And because you are spirit, amen, then you just need to tap into the things of the spirit. And what is locked up in your spirit cannot be revealed because of the carnal mind, because of the natural state of man, amen, because we are ruled by our natural mind when we're not born again or walking in the spirit. Amen. Sometimes you'll never know what God has given you until you tap into that which is in the spirit. Now keep in mind, what is spirit, amen. What is God? God is spirit. And so that which is spirit. And so we cannot walk in the spirit or please God until we tap into our spirits, amen. And so I say to you that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, amen. He gave us everything that we need in these earthen treasures, in this vessel, in this body. He gave us everything you would ever need in life to come to the place in God that you need to come to, amen. No matter what obstacles, no matter what comes your way, no matter what wind blows, amen, God has placed in you something that will destroy the works of the devil. Glory to God. And even that carnal mind. So what we really have to deal with, we have to deal with our minds, first of all, because it is an enemy to you tapping into your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Because if you feed your spirit, amen, then guess what? Your spirit begins to live, and then your flesh begins to lay prostrate before God and bow the knee to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It bows the knee. Why? Because what is spirit is glorious. What is spirit is powerful. What is spirit is anointing, and the anointing destroys the yoke. And so the more that we tap into our spirits, Amen. The glory of the Lord is being revealed. And what's in you, amen, is going to begin to come out. Hallelujah. You are really on a prophetic journey. Amen. You're encountering certain things in every part of your journey. Amen. God said, but it got you, because whatever happens to you in Romans, it talks about in the 8th chapter, amen, you are predestined, amen. You are predestined to come to this place in God, hallelujah. And you are more than a conqueror, glory to God. So it doesn't matter about the obstacle, but the fact that you're on a prophetic journey and you are keep moving in the spirit. So feeding your spirit, amen, is very essential, because it's going to crush the works of the enemy. It's going to crush every attack of the enemy, because living in that place, amen, and you flowing, glory to God, rivers of living water is going to begin to flow out of you. Hallelujah. And so, glory to God, as you encounter everything, obstacles on this journey, and so you're pregnant with the things of God that's placed in your spirit, amen, and you pass through it just like having a baby. Hallelujah. And glory to God, and you keep flowing in the things of God, and you keep feeding yourself with the word of God. You keep feeding yourself with truth, and you keep staying in the presence of God, soaking, amen, and being marinated in the presence of God. And it's not a Mickey Mouse decision, but it's going to have to be a quality decision, because it's something that you want to happen. You want what's in you to come out. And so, you know, it's like having a baby, because once the baby is in position and you're feeding, care of that baby, even though that baby is in your belly, glory to God, you keep feeding it and feeding it and feeding it, amen, and feeding it and feeding it. And then once it's time for delivery, that baby positions itself and moves into the birth canal. And then once it moves there, amen, the birth canal, it allows what's in you to pass from inside out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so passing out what God placed in you, getting it to move out. Hallelujah. What's in you? So God placed something in your spirit, glory to God, that just needs to get out. Hallelujah. Amen. But you would never recognize it and never know this, amen, if you don't tap into your spirit. So you cannot be led by your mind. You cannot be led by human intellect. You cannot be led by the things of this world. You cannot allow the things that you see, feel, and hear to affect the word of God and what is really true, because I said in the beginning that you are spirit. Hallelujah. And that being led by that spirit, amen, is going to take you into many great places. Hallelujah. And it is the Father's great pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. And so he come not to harm you, but to do you good. He comes to give you an expected end. Glory to God. And so what we are expecting, something to happen, something to manifest, to God be the glory. Amen. He is the Father of life. He said, I'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light into your path. So you don't have to walk this journey by yourself. Hallelujah. I'll be with you always, even to the end of this world. And because I love you so much, I'm going to seat you in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So your mind becomes an enemy, your natural mind, that is, becomes an enemy to the things of God, from stopping the birthing and stopping the spirit part of you from leading, being ruled by the Spirit of God, because he said the peace of God shall rule your heart. And when your spirit is led by God, amen, you begin to flow into the things of God. And now you can't really pay attention to, because see, when we have for so long listened to the traditions of man and been affected by our environment and been affected by untruth and a lie, then, you know, it has to be purged out. And so in soaking in the presence of God and living in the presence of God caused it to be purged out, because it is no way that you can live in the presence of the Father, amen, and not be affected by what is happening in the spirit. Hallelujah. The spirit part of you. So as that spirit man that begins to burst, break forth and burst out, amen, he said in the beginning in John 4, he said that, you know, I'll be in you a well, a well, and so and a well is going to spring up to everlasting life. And so that's what God's going to do in you. Glory to God. He's going to do something in you, John 4:24. But then in John 7:38, he said, guess what? Now that I have been a well in you, I'm going to turn around and become a river. Glory to God. Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now something is taking place in your spirit. It is the glory of God that has to manifest, because everything that God purposed in you, everything that God created in you is to the glory of God. It's to glory, the glory of the Father. Amen. The Father of lights. Hallelujah. To give unto you revelation, knowledge, and understanding. He said, I pray in Ephesians prayer, the first chapter said, Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened and flooded with light, and that you might know what the hope of your calling is and what the hope of glory in the riches of God. So the glory of God has to be revealed. It has to be manifested. What God placed in you, he didn't just place it there. He wants to manifest himself. He wants to show himself strong in the earth. He wants the end time. Hallelujah. He said the latter rain shall be greater than the former. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former. So something God wants to happen prophetically in the end time. He wants something to happen in you that's going to break forth. Glory to God. Your light has to break forth. He said, because you have to rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord will appear. It will shine upon you. Glory to God. So, amen. And speaking of your spirit, it has to be quickened from the dead. Glory to God. You have to be born again. You have to believe God, because it is the Spirit of God that quickens you. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 1, then the flesh don't profit you anything. So this is a spiritual matter. This is something that must take place in the spirit. When you are awakened to God, your human spirit has no life on its own. All life, God is the source of all life. Glory to God. So the life that he's quickening your spirit. Wake up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And wake up and come unto the things of God. And so when we wake up, glory to God, it's on, because our light is shining. Now we're on a path and we're on a journey and we're walking. And now he said, guess what? Wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, I will give you the land. I will be with you wherever you go. Hallelujah, because you're on a prophetic journey. You are on a prophetic journey with God. And so now allowing the well and the river to break forth, you allow, it's a constant supply of God's endless life flowing in you. Hallelujah. He's unlocking your spirit, and now all things he's freely given unto you. Glory to God. What a power, what a blessing when your spirit, hallelujah, when you tap into what is in your spirit, and if you begin to even know, hallelujah, what God has placed in you, amen, it's a glorious thing. It's a power, glory to God, to allow the glory of God, hallelujah, that is within you now to come out, hallelujah. Now you come into the place you have the glory within, it has to come out of you. Amen, because you have to enter into the glory of God, because it is Christ in you who is the hope of glory. You have already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and as what's in heaven has to become to the earth, because now he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're tapping into what's in heaven so that we can get it to manifest in earth. That's your assignment, amen, to birth out what God has placed in you. Hallelujah. So in these earthen treasures, amen, there is a glorious part of God, amen, that needs to break forth, hallelujah, as the noonday is going to break forth. And guess what? Everything that's not God is going to break, is going to shatter everything that's not God into pieces, hallelujah. And, you know, these things come to defy the army of God. But, hallelujah, he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we are more than conquerors. So you must understand this before you're able to manifest the glory of God, before you're able to manifest the mighty works of God, and before it's ever revealed, amen, you must understand what he placed in you. He placed in you the kingdom. He placed in you the fruit of the Spirit. He placed in you the love. He placed in you the miracles, the signs, and the wonders, the wonderful acts. He wants you to say, hallelujah, according to Psalms 145, I'm going to declare, this generation shall declare the works of the Lord and the glory of God. Because just as we look at the birds in the air, and we look at the trees, and we look at the green grass, and we look at things, and hallelujah, and we say, look at God's handiwork. Amen. But I want to say to you, amen, to look at yourself. Look at the God in you. Look at the Christ in you. Look at the glory of God. You are God's workmanship, created after his image. Hallelujah. And so to be able to tap into and see who you are, amen, hallelujah, in God, then that makes you, hallelujah, begin to rest in what God has done. Now, you're not going to trust in your own flesh and in your own mind and what you can do, but you're going to trust in, woo, look at the finished work of God. He not only did he die, but he rose from the grave. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. To God be the glory. He is now sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And he's sitting above every principality, every power, every ruler of darkness, every spiritual wickedness, amen, in high places. God has placed you above it, amen. So you must get that in your spirit so that you begin to flow and walk in the things of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Walking in the things of God and understanding what God has done in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for what he has done in our spirit. Amen. He's going to cause you to be planted like a tree, and you're going to bring forth fruit in the right season, because God has done a new thing in you, and it's going to spring forth. Hallelujah. And you're going to know it. You're going to know that it's God. It's going to make no mistake. Men are not going to make a mistake about it, because they're going to say, he had made a way in the wilderness and even rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. God has caused you to come, be above and not beneath. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, see, it is God's greatness. It is God's grace. It is his goodness that he have given us these things, that we can all just begin to flow in the things that God have given us, amen, to just flow in the miracle working power of God, to just understand, first of all, that it is not me, it's no longer I, but it is the Christ in me, in us, amen, as the body of Christ. God has purposed something in you, and you know he's a great investor, amen. What he planted and what he predestined that we will be adopted as a children of God, amen. It's his goodwill and it's his good pleasure. It's his blood, glory to God. It's his riches, it's his grace. Is Christ altogether, glory to God, that God have given us these things. And so we must go after them as God has given us these things. Amen. That it is God who done it. He gave us the Holy Spirit, a promise, hallelujah, and sealed us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in you because you believe God. It's in you because he saved your spirit long before your mind even caught up and could grasp what God has done in the spirit. And that's why even before you was in your mother womb, God could begin to say, I save you. Even before the foundations of the world, I delivered you. Because God already seen the end before the beginning. God already worked out his plan. Amen. He sitting back at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. Amen. So I thank God that what he has done in our spirit will take us to places. Amen. In God. So I say to you and I submit to you to soak yourself in the presence of God. Soak yourself in worship. Soak yourself in praise. And most of all, spend time in the word of truth. Amen. Because see, after you hear the word of truth, amen, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, and you are God's purchased possession. And so now, just like he made all creation, it's his handiwork, it's the works of God. It's the works of God. You're created in his image now, and you're his workmanship, and God's going to begin to do something very powerful in you. He's going to let your eyes be enlightened and flooded with light and understanding come, and you will know the riches of the calling. And God's going to just begin to reveal to you the things, amen. And he calls you to sit, hallelujah, far above every principality, every power, and every might, hallelujah, every dominion, amen, and even every name that is named. So whatever has a name, glory to God, hallelujah, God has placed you above it, amen. It is under your feet because he had made you the head of all things. And you have to know that in your spirit there is just a power, an excellency in these earthen vessels that God has placed in you, amen, to do his goodwill and to perform his goodwill. And so you now you are his hands and you are his feet. Glory to God, you are his mouth. Peace, hallelujah, that God said, I'm going to manifest myself in the earth. So the Bible says the earth, amen, Haggai, the second chapter, he said the earth is filled with his glory, hallelujah. It is filled with the glory of God, the earth, and as the waters cover the sea, amen, so shall the glory of the Lord be revealed, amen. And so who's going to reveal this glory? Because it does you no good, amen, to know that something is in you and you can't tap into it and you can't release it and you don't have an understanding of how to get to it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to just begin to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Amen. Because you can't be led by man. You can be led by men as they are led by God, but we are led by the Spirit. Amen. He said, to as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So, amen. So, allowing the Spirit to now begin to speak to you, the plans of God. Amen. To speak to you what God has for you. And every day gets brighter and brighter. Every day more glory is revealed because you're changed from glory to glory. Amen. So before entering into the glory of God, we must spend time with God, spend time with the life of Christ so this well could spring up in us. Hallelujah. It could spring up in us to the glory of God, into everlasting life. And then once we allow that well to get full, it's going to become a river. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and things going to begin to be broken because of the glory of God, because it's going to be revealed, hallelujah. God's going to manifest himself as God. He's going to manifest himself as King. He's going to manifest himself as Lord of Lords, hallelujah, glory to God. And so he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to come into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Come into his courts and then bless his mighty name. Hallelujah. And so the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. That's the bottom line. It's going to be revealed. And even in spite of situations in the earth and things that we have encountered, situations, I mean, sometimes we go through different things, but you know what? It's all going to bring glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, see, the weight that in this present time that we feel cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. And so I believe God, and even if you've been through shame and you've been through different things, amen, he said, I'm going to cause you to forget your shame. I'm going to cause you to forget it all. Hallelujah. Because the glory that's going to be revealed, amen, the latter rain, the latter glory of this house, amen, that God has spoken of, and he said it's going to fill the earth. Hallelujah. In you, these earthen vessels, God's going to cause something to come out of you that you never ever seen before. Because whatever you are experiencing right now is good and it's glorious, but God said your eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the things that God had prepared or will reveal to those, amen, who love him. So God's going to reveal something more to you, more and more and more. And in spite of what's going on in this earth and what you have encountered, you've got to believe that there's something greater in you. There's something more powerful in your spirit that is ready to break forth and bust out, hallelujah, of you like a river. Glory to God. And so you're going to affect all those who are around you now. Not only are you being blessed, but now those who come in contact with you shall also be blessed. Isaiah 40:5 says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed on all flesh, and all they shall see it all together. And guess what? For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Hallelujah. Because glory and honor is in his presence. Glory and honor and strength is in that place of where you come in the presence of God and you begin to soak. And the glory of the Lord is being revealed. It means it's going to be made known. It's going to be manifest. It's going to be shown. own. Glory to God. And men shall see it all together. Because guess what? It's going to spring up and this light's going to come forth. Glory to God. And God's going to cause us, amen, like Psalms 145, verse 11 said, we're going to speak of his glory. We're going to talk of his power. We're going to talk of his mighty works. And this generation shall see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad that we're able to see it. Hallelujah. And so as you lift your hands up and you thank God and you just touch your belly and say, God, there's something in me. There's a treasure. There's an earthen vessel according to the word of God. And I believe the word of God that this thing is coming forth and it's going to break forth, glory to God, like never before. It's going to touch lives like never before. And I will complete my assignment in the earth in the name of Jesus. And so as we talk of his goodness and talk of the glory and bask in his presence and love his presence and love his ways and love everything about God, because you are being more and more consumed with the glory. And so your ways, guess what? They're falling off. And even your mind is being changed. It's being transformed by the renewing of the word. It's being renewed every day. And so now you're going to begin to decree what God has spoken over your life. You're no longer going to guess about it. You're no longer just going to say, oh, maybe he will, maybe he won't. You're going to know, and then you're going to begin to decree, hallelujah, that glory is filling this house right now. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Proverbs 3:35, it says the wise shall inherit the glory. The wise shall come to this glorious place in God. And so you must know that you are a carrier of God's glory. So your spirit has been already delivered. Amen. My mind got to catch up with what God is doing. So all the traditions and everything that I have been taught, that I'm nothing, I'm just a low person, and everything, God's ready to throw a bolt of lightning on me. Amen. Glory to God. I bask more in the grace of God. I bask more in the presence where the Holy Spirit is, where it can change my life. And I don't have to even concern myself with my past and what I have ever done. Glory to God, because God has saved my spirit now. Amen. My mind has to catch up. Amen. So that's the process. My soul, amen, my soul has to catch up. You are spirit. You live in a body. You possess a soul. So every part has to experience that salvation. Amen. Amen. Every part has to experience it. So what God has already done is in my spirit. And now I got to deal with my soul, and that's my mind, will, and emotion. So my mind has to be changed, because my mind is saying, huh, what just happened? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, and the victory has already been won. It's already been won. According to 1 Corinthians 15:55, amen, it says that, O death, where is thy victory? O death, where's your sting? The sting of death and sin, it has no power. The only power it has is the law. Glory to God. So he says, Paul says, I thank God, who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we have victory. Hallelujah. We have glory. We can rest and thank God and decree glory. Amen. We can decree that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and we arise and we shine and we allow that glory to build up Zion, because he said when he build up Zion, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And guess what? The glory will never end. It endure forever. According to Psalms 104, it will be revealed. So he says, now that you know this, go ahead and rejoice in my work. Rejoice in what I have done, because the heaven is going to declare my glory. Even the firmament of my handiwork, God said, let everything that have breath praise him. So everything that he made is going to begin to come into alignment prophetically with what God has already said, even before the beginning, even before you were born. This is the book that God had written. You are living epistle. So God have already got to the end of the story. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows what's going to happen. Amen. So he's going to reveal it into us. So this is glory will fill our house. Amen. Glory to glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. The glory is going to cover the earth and even the people. God said, even though there's gross darkness in the people, it says, but the Lord shall rise upon, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen among you. Hallelujah. Have you believed the word? You ought to be shouting right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has released this glory upon us. And when you experience glory, you also experience peace and joy, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the righteousness is the righteousness that God had released upon his people through the power of the Holy Ghost and what Jesus Christ has done. Hallelujah. Then rivers of water can flow into your life. And I just like what God said. Amen. I like what he said in John 17. He said, the glory which I have given, that you have given me, Father, he said, guess what? I want to give it to them. And the reason why, that where I am, they might be also, so they can behold my glory. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the glory of the Lord is being revealed. Hallelujah. And lifting up your heads, O ye gates, and lift up your everlasting doors. And guess who's coming in? The King of Glory. If you lift up your heads, he shall come in, because he is the Lord, strong and mighty. He's strong and mighty in battle. Amen. So we are raised up into the newness of life, to the glory of God, to praise him, to worship him, to just bless his mighty name, because we are blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing, and God wants to pour us out because we are, amen, the blessing. He wants to pour us out, amen, that others might know, others might see him, others might understand him, because it is the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So glory to God. I just bless you and bless the people of God for even the ears that have opened up and heard the word of the Lord. Amen. Even graves, amen, dead things, Lord God, that was dead, Lord God, shall be dead no more. Glory to God. And I thank you, Lord God, the eyes of understanding is being just flooded with light. It's just being poured out in light. It's in revelation knowledge and even understanding. Glory to God. Even the glory of the Lord that shall appear, hallelujah, when God manifests himself unto you. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for every listener and Father and every person that have heard your word, your truth, and received it into their spirit, hallelujah, that they might live a victorious life, a conquering life in you through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of your glory and your might, O God. Father, I just thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name, that we are sitting with you right now in heavenly places. Glory to God. We have dominion over every power, every might, and every dominion, and everything that is named. Hallelujah. Everything is under your feet and is under our feet. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless you and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. We'd just like to thank you, amen, for joining in at Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders, Prophetic Conference. Amen. We talked about the glory within us, and we talked about entering to the glory. Amen. It's a place that is separated unto those who will consecrate themselves and live a life unto God. Amen. This place is not for everybody, because everybody is not going to deny themselves and come into the place. Everybody's not going to pay the price. Hallelujah. But you, hallelujah, but you have been chosen by God to come to this place of glory. Amen. We bless you and we just thank you for listening. Amen. Class 101, Kingdom Daughter, Kingdom Buildings, Prophetic Conference. God bless you. And we love you and have a good, blessed day. Amen.
Well, we just thank God for that teaching that Pastor Celeste came forth with power. Are you the one that God's glory is resting within you? And, you know, as she was talking about from glory to glory, so things should get better from glory to glory. The more we stay in God's presence. Let me just share this with you before we end. You know, as Pastor Celeste was talking, you know, my mind went to the first Adam. The first Adam, how he had a personal relationship, a personal presence of God, and he was filled. The Bible said that he was filled with the breath of the Holy Spirit of God. And what else? And he experienced God walking and talking to him in the Garden of Eden. Wow. And Genesis 2 and 7 talks about, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. God breathed the breath of life into you, into you and I. and we became a living being. So the breath of life that's in us is the actual breath of God. Genesis 3 and 8, and they heard the voice of God. Listen to this. Walking. They heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God. They hid themselves among the trees in the garden. Now here we see God walking, or should I say dwelling with Adam. Now surely we must say that this it was the ideal place for God to dwell with us. That same dwelling that God did with Adam, he dwells with us, but will we dwell with him? Listen to this, Eden. It was an ideal dwelling place. And what it means is it's a state of delight. Imagine, God is self-sustaining in everything that he does. So he dwelled, and when God dwells, it would mean that completeness is there, that only God can provide. So that's why it's so important that we become a tabernacle, that our temples, our bodies become a tabernacle of praise, a tabernacle of worship. So you're talking about from glory to glory. So we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, but it's a place of worship. We were made to worship. Listen to this scripture. Exodus 25 and 8. The Bible says here, make for me a sanctuary that I may dwell within them. See, Israel was to be a dwelling place, a house for God. And that's what our bodies are supposed to be, a place where he can dwell, a place where his glory can dwell within us. And that's that glory that Pastor Celeste was talking about, where our temple is a dwelling place. And God said that he would not dwell in an unclean temple. So all that unforgiveness, all that hatred, malice, God said, I won't dwell there. So that has to come up and out so that God can be a dwelling place. Dwell. Dwelling. So that he can dwell, so he can live. And make our bodies a residence where he can reside. And when he dwells inside of us, we go from glory to glory. Oh, yes, it's not that we're not going to go through situations. But it's not the situations, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast. Is how we handle the situations. So I said, Lord, make me a sanctuary so I can glorify and bless your name. But when we ask him to make us a sanctuary, it's not for us. It's for him so that he may dwell in it. So that the temple is a dwelling place. See, Adam knew that God dwelled in him. He knew it. Because he knew that God breathed the breath of life in his nostrils. So he knew that the Spirit of God was living inside of him. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, the thing that has been, it is. Listen to what this says. The thing that has been, it is that which shall not be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. See, God's presence, the same way he dwelled in Adam, the same way he breathed into Adam, the breath of life, that same breath of life is in us. And then the Bible says that there's no good thing that he will withhold from us if we walk upright. God's presence is with us. And I'm going to say this, and we're going to end up, we're going to close the broadcast. But at the end of the broadcast, I will be playing praise and worship music. So if you want to be blessed with the music after the broadcast, feel welcome to just stay on and just make, be blessed with the music. But I want you to know that you were made to worship. You were made to praise God. You were made to give God the glory. And he will take us from glory to glory. And when we go from glory to glory, you'll hear the voice of God even more. This is a prophetic journey. A prophetic journey that you can hear God's voice. See, it was a time when we believed that we had to hear the word, God's voice, through the pastors and through the preachers, the teachers, or the prophets, the apostles. But you can hear God's voice. And God wants you to hear his voice. Because he wants us to be a sanctuary. So that he can move upon the sanctuary of our hearts. And he can dwell there. And that he can rest in us. So we want to go from glory to glory. We want the manifested glory to come up and out of us, so that we can be a blessing to others. So we just say, Lord, fill this temple. Fill this place. Take out everything that's not like you and replenish the temple with the breath of life, that we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And the first Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. So however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And then afterwards, the spirit. So we are a natural being. That's what we see, the natural. But the spirit man is more prevalent, whom we do not see. So we want to focus on the spirit man, whom we have not, whom we cannot see. We want to feed the spirit man, because see, we were born of the Holy Spirit. So we want to focus more on our spirit, and we want to feed our spirit, and we want to dwell in his presence. So we're going to play our praise, the praise and worship music. And as you receive this worship, feed your spirit and be encouraged. Let the spirit man be encouraged, and let the natural man follow the spirit man. And when we are in his presence, the fullness of joy, every need is met. Because in his presence, revelation comes. God begins to speak, and we get direction. We get solutions to the problem. And guess what else? The manifested glory take its course. So we just thank God for that teaching tonight by Pastor Celeste. We just thank God, Pastor Celeste Morphis, Eagle Wings Christian Church. We thank God for that teaching. And if you would like to sow into what we're doing so that we can go forward into the things of the kingdom, we want to encourage you to give us a call at area code 312-574-0212 so that you can be a blessing to others. You'll be sowing into good grounds. And those that don't know Jesus and the pardon of their sin, we want to minister to you. We want to tell you more about Jesus. We want to talk to your spirit man. We want to feed the spirit man. We want to bring you into a place of peace where you can rest in God in the midst of all your trouble, in the midst of all the pain, that you'll know how to lean and depend on God. All you have to do is very simple. All you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me, for I've sinned. And I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross and he rose again. He's the Son of God and the Savior of the world. It's that simple. The Bible says, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. And the nature of these broadcasts is to win souls unto Christ. So we take time out on a Saturday evening to draw souls unto God. There's so many other places and so many other things that we could be doing or you could be doing. But God wants you to move from glory to glory. So if you said those words, we want to celebrate you tonight. We want to give God glory for your soul. We want to give God glory for the devil thought he had you, and you've been snatched out of the enemy's hand. And we want to be a blessing to you. Give us a call. You can go to our website. I believe it's back up. www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. We want to send you a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, we would like to send you out a Bible. We want to minister to you. You can join our prayer line on Mondays and Fridays, which is in renovation. We're getting things back together. We want to encourage you. We want to be a blessing to you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you, God, that you move from glory to glory. Father, let your glory rest up in the minds, God, of your people. Let us have that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Allow us, Father God, to seek you. Father, as David was a man after your own heart, David was after the heart of God. Father, we want to be after your heart, God. We want to know your ways. We want to know your will, Father. So, Father, we thank you for your awesome presence. We thank you that you move, you rule, you look beyond our faults, and you see our needs. And we thank you and we celebrate you for who you are. In the mighty master's name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we say amen and glory to God. Well, again, we thank you for just tuning in to Saturday with the Word. Saturday with the Word. And we're going to be back on every Saturday now. We missed a few Saturdays, but we're going to be on Saturdays at 7 Central Time. We're going to be bringing in new guests. We're going to be here Saturday. We got new broadcasts coming on the first Saturday. We have Brother James Brown, which he'll be every first Saturday. Are you an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God? The next first Saturday, we will have our guest speaker, which will be Pastor Marcus Jennings from the Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Michigan. And we have several other guests that will be coming on. We will be making those announcements. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We pray that you were blessed. We pray that you press into the glory that's within and enter into the glory of God through worship. Reclaim what the enemy think he has stolen from you. And be a watchman on the wall. Be blessed with the music. And we'll see you next Saturday. Same place, same time. Glory to God.
I thank you, Lord, for salvation and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that you let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every battle axe, every spiritual legislator of the Lord and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no long ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unction in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the city. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Intercessor, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. We yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will rebaptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to prophesy. Get on your post in the name of Jesus. There's a need for you. Begin to arise and take dominion. Walk in authority in the name of Jesus.
Anointing in this sanctuary, there is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have
anointing in the sanctuary. The sanctuary of your heart. The sanctuary where our God rests. Where his glory rests upon you. And you know, the song just came to me. And I'm going to play it. The song is talking about breaking every chain. You know, the enemy try to attack our hearts. Because he don't want our hearts to be clean hearts. You know, David said, what did he say? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. So we're going to play Break every chain of unforgiveness, every chain that may cause us not to live and rest in the glory.
Can you just lift your hands and just release the name of Jesus? Come on, let's just... There's power in that name. Come on, there's power in that name. Don't stop saying it. Jesus, Jesus. We know where the power is. Come on, somebody raise up the name of Jesus. Come on, raise up the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know who you are, and we bless you for who you are. Yeah. Power is in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Listen, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Can you say there is power? There is. Come on, all over the room. The name of Jesus. Somebody right where you are, lift your hands and say, there is power. Jesus. Come on, raise it up. Say there is power. In the name. Oh, we know where it is to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And I love this when it says, there's an army rising up. Come on, army of the Lord, raise it now. There's an army.
Break every chain.
Jesus, and tell that chain to break. Tell that giant to fall. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take back that authority. In the name of Jesus. Because he lives inside of you. Because his glory is inside of you. You have the authority to break those chains. Yes. They're falling tonight. Break. And you know what? While those chains are breaking, while they're falling, tell the giant that you're coming down.
And I came to tell you, it's coming down. It's coming down. Come on, get up and let's help us do this song right here.
Giant fall with your faith. Arise. Tell the giant.
When you work,
listen,
when you work,
when you shine,
just shine,
just shine.
When
you shout, the giant will fall. When you shout, something happens in the atmosphere. And even in the midst of all of that, and those giants are falling down, Jesus is at the center of it all. He's at the center of everything that we do. Jesus at the center of it all.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
know how we say, that's my song, that's my song. Jesus, be the center. Be the center. For truly, it's all about you, Lord. And when Jesus is the center, we get more love, more forgiveness, because it's all about him. We're going to play more love, and we pray that you're being blessed with this worship, and we pray that you're worshiping from your heart and that the glory of God is being manifested out of you. More love. It's so much more in love when we love through the pain. When the enemy come and try to attack our love walk, More love, more power. More love, more power. More love, more power. Remember that. More love, more power. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We just have a few more minutes to be with you. And we just want to be a blessing to you tonight. You know, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. We're going to play Mary, Mary, the soul version. And I believe it's the saxophone version. God has smiled upon me. God has smiled upon you. Another blessing that we are assured about, that the blood of Jesus keep us covered from any snares of the enemy. There's a blessed assurance. And we're just going to bless you with the saxophone version, Blessed Assurance.
Thank you.
Just hold on to that blessed assurance, that blessed assurance that Jesus is yours, he's mine, he's ours. Oh, yes. You know, there's nothing more than worshiping God from your heart. Let these songs, sing them unto the Lord, just you and him, and giving him the glory. The glory for your life, the glory for the things that he has bestowed upon you. Look around and you see your family, your friends, and you begin to just say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Call on the name of Jesus and just tell the Lord, tell him I love you. Say, I love you, Lord. I love the Lord. will you hasten unto his throne? When trouble rise, just hasten unto his throne and tell the Lord, I love you, Lord. Keep me in your glory. Let me rest in you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I believe we have one more song to play before we have to say goodnight. But we're going to sing. Hasten unto his throne. Reclaim your mountain. As you hasten unto the Lord's throne, everything that the cankerworm has stolen, reclaim it. Reclaim the mountain. Just tell the enemy, you're defeated. You're a defeated foe. Tell that uncircumcised Philistine, I have your head in my hand, and reclaim the mountain. Reclaim everything that the enemy has stolen, your joy, your peace, your drive, your destiny. Take it back. Take it back. Reclaim your mountain. Take your children back. Get your husband back. Take it back, take it back, take it back. Get that job back. Get your health back. Take it back. Take it back in the spirit. Rabbi.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world for the kingdom of this world. I become the kingdom of our Lord. So if we walk around, you tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountain. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SG, lift it down. Say, can't you hear? Yeah. Let the presence of the Lord be released as we lift up the cry of this house. Somebody shout glory to God and bless him. Father, tonight we loose the angel to go into the heavenly places and begin to pull down strongholds as we reclaim all that comes before us. We lift it up and say, can't you hear the sound? It's a warrior's sound. Can you hear your faith? Can't you hear the sound? There's a warrior sound. Let me hear you say. Can't you hear the sound? There's a battle sound. Let me hear you say. Can't you hear the sound? It's a warrior sound. Let me hear you say.
God gave you, he want to use it. What you gonna do when he comes? We want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful supernatural holiday weekend. Show some love to your family. Show some love to your neighbors. And walk in God's glory. God bless you. And we're going to say good night.